Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
You know that's a good song, and thank you so much, Tyler, for playing that request. I'll just tell everybody on Facebook we're accepting requests today on this rainy day. I won't.
Poor Tyler.
Just kidding. But that I love that song. It always made me feel happy on a rainy day. It didn't take much to make me feel happy, did
that's
it?
That's true. Now, if you play one of hers, then I want one of my songs being
played. Oh, here we go. Sibling rivalry.
Okay, all right.
Do you remember that song, right?
Yes.
I know.
Do you have a song that you want us to play?
Any requests?
I might have to think about it.
Okay. Well, we'll give you a little time.
Write it down, okay. And Tyler will play it on your exit.
Okay, thank you.
Well, we're glad to have you this morning. It's 51 degrees, 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, right here on WRHI FM 100.1. I just got a text from a fan. Love that song.
Oh. No, I see the phone. It's from her loving, wonderful husband. Hey, it's still a fan. A fan is a fan.
Fan for life.
Oh, Anita, what have you walked into?
I love it.
Oh. Well, the love is reciprocal. We love Anita Case. She is with Affinity Health Center. Did you just say your name right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Lucas McFadden, Patty Mercer. Anita Case
is here.
Nice to see you.
Anita is just one of those people, when you walk into a room, your smile is so contagious. It really is.
Everything lights up.
Fantastic. And you bring good news with Affinity Health Center, which has undergone so many changes in the last, 10, 12 years? Really 20 years, so to speak.
20 years, yes.
Because you're inviting everyone to a big birthday party to celebrate 20 years.
Yes, yes. We are excited. On Thursday night, we are having a birthday party, and it's open to the community. It's free. It's a drop-in event, and we really want to take a walk down memory lane and remember where we came from, where we started, and really celebrate and honor the people who have been on the journey with us. So,
so important.
Yeah. Well, take us back to 20 years because it was an Affinity Health Center 20 years ago.
No, it was Catawba Care Coalition, and we opened over on Camden Avenue beside Good Pharmacy, and we had 4 employees, and I think we served 100 patients that first year, and we were focused on HIV care and support at that time. So, over the years, we've just continued to expand and grow to try to meet the community needs as they became apparent to us. And this past year, we served over 6,700 patients. So it's been a lot of growth.
But
100 your first year to 6,700. Now, 20 years later, Anita, that's impressive.
And I love what you say about, obviously, there have been many, many conversations. Mm-hmm. Through those conversations, you identify the need and you meet the community where the need is.
Exactly.
So that amount of growth is very telling about our community.
Yes, I think our community is obviously growing. And anytime you have a growing community, the needs grow. You know, there are more people in need, and that's not always obvious, I think, when you have a booming community, which I think this community is, but there are still people in need. So that's who we're here for.
Well, and tell us about, tell us about some of the additional things that you offer through the years.
Sure.
You've definitely changed as you have grown.
Yes, yes. So about 5 years ago, we became a community health center, expanding beyond HIV services. And we offer primary care, so just your regular doctor, like you go to if you get sick or for your well visits, for birth to death, so all ages, primary care. And then over the years, we've expanded into dental care. We have a full mental health team. We added substance abuse treatment this past year. And we have a lot of supportive services. So many of the families we serve struggle to make ends meet, you know, just to keep a roof over their head. And so we have a lot of social workers and case managers on our staff just to help with life challenges. You know, you can't be healthy if you don't know how you're going to feed your family. Or where you're going to sleep.
True. Very true.
And so you serve the community, but you would serve anyone, right?
Yes. Yes.
So that's what's so unique.
That is very unique.
Yeah. So anyone can get care with us. So we accept insurance. We accept Medicaid, Medicare, or no insurance. And most of our patients don't have any insurance. Mm-hmm. But if you come to our birthday party, and you will see it is not a clinic. It is a health center.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And it is, you know, something to be proud of. It's a place where you can get health care and know that you're helping someone else.
Okay.
You know, if you have insurance, you help someone without insurance.
That's my follow-up question. If you have insurance and going to the doctor, you can go with no problem. If you go to Affinity Health Center, are you taking services away from someone who also needs services?
No, you're helping to fund services.
Nice.
That's what I was going to say. Yes. How do you find the funding to be able to say, yes, even without insurance, we can help you?
Our biggest funding comes from Medicaid, Medicare, private insurance, and we have a pharmacy on site, and so we earn revenue through the pharmacy as well. So it's insured patients that help us pay for uninsured patients. I mean, we get some federal funding as well and some local funds, but the biggest chunk of our funding comes from the small number of insured patients helps cover the others.
Because the community health center can be misleading a little bit. That some folks will say, well, I don't need to go there because I have insurance, but as we are hearing, that helps the people who don't have insurance.
Absolutely. Boy, it's a way to make a difference.
It is. And serving everyone doesn't mean you're giving free. You're helping meet people where they are, because I think that's also very important in terms of just the continued value of what you're offering, is helping people give what they can to be responsible for the care of their body and their health.
Our services are not free. They are based on income. So many of our patients will pay $10 or $15, but it's not free. However, if someone comes in and they can't afford that, we're not going to turn them away. Mm. We're going to work with them.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Well, healthcare is definitely a topic within the Democratic presidential debates, and that will continue as they're stomping in South Carolina, getting ready for Saturday's big event. And I'm sure if any of the candidates or their surrogates are listening, you probably love to bend their ear for about 10 minutes, wouldn't
you? I'm glad to talk with them about health centers as a great model.
Yes,
very true. Love it.
Well, Anita Case is the executive director for Affinity Health Center. Mm-hmm. Come out this Thursday, February the 27th, 4:30 to 7:00. Right there at their building, about a year old, at Lakeshore Parkway, to Patty's point. It is a gorgeous building. It does not look like a medical facility. It looks so beautiful. Celebrating 20 years, come out there and see what services that you can benefit from, and just see what they do and just be more educated, right? I mean, the more educated you are, if you encounter someone that has problems, you can just say, hey, I just went to the Affinity Health Center's birthday party. You would be a perfect candidate, or you would be a perfect client for them. You should try it out. So just become there and support just the great things that Anita and the staff, they've done there. Remember, their first year served 100 people. 20 years later, 6,700.
Yes, fantastic.
Anita, that makes everyone smile.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.